This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Anchor by Spotify. And if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. No specialty training or equipment needed. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast worldwide on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, like I've been saying, Anchor is totally free. It's free. Download the Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started and make your podcast dreams a reality. That's anchor.fm. What are you waiting for? Download the app. Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week. It is the option for week 13 in the NFL. We are in the thick of things, but you can still join us in our CBS Pick'em, also entitled The Option. Go to our Instagram bio at Fade Route Podcast, click on the link and find us. It is a tight race right now. Foxy and I are tied for first, but second place is only 1 point behind. Third place is only 2 points behind. We are neck and neck and neck and neck. Let's see what you got. We both had the Bills this week, and they proved us right, so kudos to us. Woo! But now it's time for us to go to Sunday. The 4-7 Steelers going to Hotlanta to take on the 5-7 Falcons.
Oh, that is a tough one. But, I kind of was going back and forth on this one for a bit. I'm going to go with Steelers.
I mean, this is tough. You know, the Steelers did just beat the Colts, so they look better. They certainly look better, but I'm going to take the Falcons. I just don't think the Steelers are any good, and that pains me to say because I like Coach Tomlin a lot. Kenny Pickett might be trending in the right direction, but he's just not there yet. Broncos country. We're riding east to take on the 7-4 Baltimore Ravens, the 3-8 Broncos, or the 7-4 Ravens.
Ravens.
Yeah, pretty easily. Pretty easily. Now, over under one fight between Russell Wilson and a defensive lineman.
Under. You know better than to do that on TV.
Well, it already happened once. So, I mean, we'll see. But we got the power of positivity. Russell Wilson and 3-8 Broncos. That's right. They're going to lose. And they're going to lose huge. You heard it here first. The 4-8 Packers, maybe with Aaron Rodgers, maybe with Jordan Love, go into Soldier Field to take on the 3-9 Chicago Bears.
I'm actually going to go with the Packers.
I'm going to go with the Packers as well. The Bears showed me nothing against the Jets. And the only way this would sway me is if Jordan Love was starting. But as of right now, Aaron Rodgers has been cleared to play. Bakhtiari's out, which may be a problem. But I think they will do just fine. The 4-7 Jags go into Detroit to take on the surprising 4-7 Detroit Lions.
Jags.
I'm taking the Lions. They're kneecapping people, and that run game plays. You know, Jared Goff's going to do just enough, and that defense is going to give Trevor Lawrence some fits. The Deshaun Watson Bowl. The 4-7 Cleveland Browns go into Houston to take on the 1-9-1 Houston Texans.
I am taking the Browns.
You have to. You have to take the Browns.
The Texans, they stink. Like, flatly, they stink. And they benched Mills for Kyle Allen. The cupboard is bare. Browns. The 7-4 Jets go into Minnesota to take on the 9-2 Vikings.
Vikings. I think Vikings. Mr. White comes down to earth this week.
Vikings, but I don't think it's Mike White's fault. I think Mike White's going to have a decent game. I think they just get beat at the gun. But this is going to be a relatively even matchup. Jets have a stout defense. We're going to see what Sauce Gardner can do because he's going up against Justin Jefferson. But we're going to see what Sauce Gardner's made of this week. And I think he's going to hold his own pretty well. It's going to be narrow. It's going to be tight. Vikings win at the gun. The 7-5 Commanders going to MetLife to take on the 7-4 New York Football Giants.
Commanders, commies. I love saying that.
I'm taking the Giants, but narrowly. The Giants are banged up. They are getting healthy. We're going to see. If they can pressure Taylor Heinicke, they have the studs to do it. They have the line to do it. They have the linebackers to do it. If they can pressure Heinicke, they have a shot. And I think Saquon is going to have a bounce back game. The 7-4 Tennessee Titans go into Philly to take on the 10-1 Eagles.
Eagles.
I think the Titans punch him in the mouth. I think the Titans are going to take this one another close game. This is one of those things that this is one of those times that the Eagles are going to have to possibly play from behind. They're going to have to deal with a team that's going to try and ball control them. And they're going to get hit in the mouth because that's what Mike Vrabel does. That's his style. Titans are going to win close.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Tune in every NFL Sunday to Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green light, and fantasy sits, or red light. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 every NFL Sunday during the season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get the Fade Route. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ every NFL Sunday during the season.
We're in the 4 o'clock hour. The 6-5 Seahawks go into SoFi to take on the Rams at 3-8.
Not even
Go Hawks. Go Hawks. Especially with Bryce Perkins under center. Like the Rams are toast. But you know who's the winner of this game, right? The Lions.
That's right.
The Rams keep losing. The Lions get a better pick. So, nice job. Way to go. The 8-3 Dolphins at the 7-4 San Francisco 49ers.
I'm going Fins, I believe. I believe in Tua and what they got going on there.
This is going to be the game of the week. Right here. Dare I say, a potential Super Bowl matchup. Dare I say. I just did. Debo, McCaffrey, Kittle, Ayuk, Jimmy G. That defense is good. I'm going to stick with the Niners. It's going to be a slugfest. And I'm here for it. I'm absolutely here for it. I just hope we get it. I just hope we get the doubleheader. 425, the 9-2 Chiefs go into Cincinnati to take on the 7-4 Cincinnati Bengals.
Bengals.
How about them Chiefs? I know the Chiefs have not had the best of luck lately, but you know what? All luck runs out. Good luck and bad luck. I think they take it home this week. The 6-5 Chargers go into Vegas to take on the 4-7, somehow kind of maybe surging Vegas Raiders.
Chargers.
Chargers take this one, or at least they should. They better, for their coach's sake, because Sean Payton is like right there waiting in the wing. Herbert's going to have a day. Carr is not going to have as great of a day. Josh Jacobs certainly is not going to have the equatorially hot day he had last week. Chargers win. The Sunday night special, the 4-7-1 Indianapolis Colts go into Jerry World to take on the 8-3 Dallas Cowboys.
Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys? How about them Cowboys? Colts came down to earth a little bit, and they're just thoroughly mediocre. And your Monday night delight, the 4-8 New Orleans Saints go into Tampa to take on the 5-6 Buccaneers.
Saints.
Ah, very interesting. Very interesting. I'm going to go with the Bucs. You know, this is my two bowls of shit theory. Which one stinks less? And I got to say that Tampa Bay stinks just a little bit less than New Orleans. Teams on a bye this week, the Cardinals and Panthers. So adjust your fantasy rosters accordingly.
Want to get in on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter @faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us in, crowd.